live so far from reality that it's hard for me to imagine how this pandemic is going to alter the alignment of the Earth on its axis. But I'm not so removed from the daily news feeds that I think we'll ever return to the way we were. The virus may not beat us, may not even kill us, may not be as bad as our worst fears, but it will, like Osama bin Laden and his kamikaze jets crashing into the World Trade Towers, change everything. There's always going to be a pre-9/11. It'll be years before we understand what constitutes post-coronavirus. The president, well, he's slowly starting to get it in regard to this epidemic. He got the part where the economy is going to tank. That much his inward-looking brain could manage. He thinks this thing will be over by Easter, then by summer, certainly by the Republican conventions, a.k.a. Trump rally. It doesn't take a visionary to realize the economy won't just turn back on. In this era of globalization, the wrecked economies of countries who couldn't pour a huge percentage of their GDPs into saving themselves, they're going to take a brutal whipping and decades to recover. Vaya con Dios and see you at Easter, if the government's response is any indication. They're on their own, just like the states here in the USA. National inventories of medical supplies? Not for the governors who didn't show enough gratitude for the presidential favors he's bestowed. Not for the citizens of their states. Commissar Kushner declares that the national supplies are national, not meant for individual states. You tell me what national means when most of these states are in lockdown. D.C.? Or maybe the president and his family? Republican senators and representatives? Maybe to offer to North Korea and Iran as some sort of bargaining chips? I've never really been a states' rights kind of guy, but I might be leaning that way these days. If the yahoos in Florida and Kansas want to hold church services, okie dokie. If the congregation in Georgia wants to attend huge funerals, I'll send flowers. But let's blockade the South, Mason-Dixon on down, and toss in Texas. Build a wall, I say, and put razor wire around Mar-a-Lago. And sure, charge it to the federal government. Well worth the cost this time.